This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the first episode of our special travel podcast series called Travelogue. In this series, we're going to talk about everything that's related to travel, whether it be air travel, luxury cruises, taking a rail journey. We're going to talk about what an Indian traveler can get, what an Indian traveler aspires, and how companies in India and across the world are catering to the discerning Indian traveler. Today we have Devendra Parulekar with us, better known as Deven, who's going to tell us all about what's happening at the luxury or alternate accommodation space in India. He is the founder of Saffron Stays. Welcome to the show, Devendra.
Thank you, Jerome.
So what's really happening in the alternate accommodation space, like we were just discussing?
Yes, so, you know, alternate accommodation or homestays, if we like to call it that way in India, was really the way we actually traveled. Mm-hmm. Hotels came in later,
right?
And then hotels took over the entire space of accommodation for, you know, travelers. But today, I think the world is rediscovered. And thanks to some really explosive, you know, growth that likes of Airbnb and the others have shown, mm-hmm. that you can actually stay in somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when we used to travel outside the country, we used to often note that the quality of accommodation, even in alternative accommodation, mm-hmm. is really, really good outside the country. And we realized that in India, either you have those homestays where you actually stay in someone's home and rent out a room, mm-hmm. and stay with the family, or you have a service apartments that you can rent, mm-hmm. but you're never really sure of the quality of the experience that you're going to get.
Right.
Also, if we are traveling as a group of friends, three families, four families, you know, traveling together, it's not necessary that we want to stay with some other family.
Right.
We want that space to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We realize that there is a vacant space out here where people want to rent out a private estate,
mm-hmm.
or a private home or a private vacation home of the rich and famous. And primarily what they're actually consuming, what they're buying from us, mm-hmm. is the privacy that they get in vis-a-vis a hotel.
Okay.
So they expect the same comforts, the creature comforts of a hotel,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time they expect a hassle-free holiday, but they don't want to have 50 other families in that swimming pool, or, you know, the living room or the lobby or the breakfast table having some teeming with people that you don't know.
Right.
And people judging you what you're doing. So the sweet spot that we realized,
mm-hmm.
in the alternative accommodation space,
mm-hmm.
in the top to medium segment of the market,
mm-hmm.
and a segment where people are still looking for hassle-free holidays,
mm-hmm.
but are looking for private getaways, is a unique combination that we've kind of engineered. And we're realizing that today, almost all big player that you can hear of is talking about getting into the space.
Right. So exactly, like, you know, if I would want to go on a vacation, I would want my friends and their families to join me. Obviously, I wouldn't want, you know, 110 people jumping in the same pool,
right.
you know, hassling for breakfast, lunch is like, I'm waiting for my lunch and somebody else's lunch is being served. Obviously, so this is a sweet spot, like as you mentioned,
yes.
this is a very niche space, can I say that? Because not many players are in this field.
Absolutely correct. Probably one of the, we are the largest, chain, which is actually now running more than 450 plus rooms across the country.
Wow. Okay.
We're adding 50 rooms a month.
Mm-hmm.
And to manage the scale at this,
mm-hmm.
across the country, we're probably the only one of this size and stature.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the luxury homestay. So what's luxurious about this place? I mean, whose homes are you providing to your customers?
So, you know, the entire hospitality industry,
mm-hmm.
is actually questioning the definition of the word luxury.
Right.
And so if you ask today somebody who is, you know, going to a hotel, what to him or her is luxury? You know, the answer is no longer that Italian marble or the tapestry or the furnishing, or, you know,
okay.
probably a sparkling pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that the customer is today actually wanting to redefine what luxury is.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured there are two luxuries that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for something called the luxury of privacy, which is you're nobody around you. You are in the middle of a forest. There's a huge lake in front of you.
Wow.
There's moonrise that you can see, you know, glistening. The waters are glistening, or the entire, you know, forest in front of you. That's luxury.
Okay.
And nobody around. That's luxury.
Right.
But at the same time, the luxury of having a hassle-free vacation continues.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be bothered by an unclean washroom. I want a sparkling clean kitchen.
Right.
I don't want the utensils to have any kind of stains. I want lovely crockery, cutlery. I'm not willing to compromise on any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even willing to compromise on the quality of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured that that's the luxury that people are actually looking for. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to pay a premium for it.
Right.
And if you notice very carefully, the inventory that we have, the supply that we have, the homes that we have, belong to HNIs and ultra HNIs, or the rich and the famous personalities,
mm-hmm.
who are actually creating these getaways because they value their own privacy.
Right.
So they don't buy in a Lonavala.
Mm-hmm.
They will buy probably 30 minutes away from Lonavala, tucked away in a lovely forest.
Oh wow.
And a 12-acre estate, mm-hmm. or in Karjat, not near anywhere close to the conventionally heard places, but a little away.
Okay.
Not in Shimla, but say an Arkanda or a Kotgarh or a Thanedar.
Okay.
Just have probably a couple of kilometers away, but totally pristine locations.
Mm-hmm.
So the house that we have in Ooty is 3 kilometers from the market, but next to a golf course.
Okay.
And nobody goes there. It's just private. That whole place is next to Ooty Gymkhana. It's located in a place where you can have an early morning walk with nobody around you.
Yeah, you're painting a very good picture there. And I'll narrate one incident where you were mentioning unclean toilets. So we were on our way, again, my entire family was traveling. We were on our way to Mysore.
Yes.
Midway, we halted at this South Indian restaurant for breakfast. And my niece walked into the washroom. She immediately came back, tells my mom, let's go to another fast food, one of the international food giants, because the washroom there is cleaner. And exactly, I mean, you know, and the entire family, I mean, we not have a say there. She would have brought the whole hotel down.
So you would be surprised. Your entire guest experience starts with a clean washroom, a nice smelling, sparkling, clean, dry washroom.
All right.
In fact, when the guests enter the home, where are you going to first go?
Yeah.
You're going to first go to the washroom, wash your face, get fresh and come back. And that's your first moment of truth, or your moment of experience that that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the difference. And we believe that these are unstated requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And we are simply unwilling to compromise on some of these things.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about weekend travel. You know, practically parking lots are empty in metro cities when the weekend comes. And if it's an extended weekend, you see the traffic moving out of the city.
Jerome, go back to your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
When you used to travel with your parents or your cousins, you used to travel together or as a unit and take long holidays to Himachal Pradesh or Uttarakhand or wherever and come back. Three weeks, 2 weeks.
Yes.
Today, we don't travel this way.
Right.
We travel very differently. We've figured that there are 52 opportunities in the year where you can actually holiday. This is the new concept of holiday snacking.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not consuming in large bites, but you're actually snacking.
Mm-hmm.
You're reserving that one holiday, maybe to an Uttarakhand or wherever, or maybe an international holiday. But there are 52 opportunities that exist through the year where I can probably, because now everyone has cars, and everyone wants to escape the city. In fact, you know, just on a Saturday morning, come with me to Vashi Toll Naka and just observe the number of cars that go out.
Oh, yes.
All of that is my market.
Wow, right.
So when somebody says, what's your market size? I say, just come with me, stand there, you know, and we look at how many cars are stepping out. And if you filter the quality of the car, you know, what's my market size versus what's, you know, the overall market.
Quite interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And now I'll come to a tricky question.
Yeah.
There is a slowdown as far as corporate travel is concerned, as far as a lot of companies, corporates are cutting down on these weekend gifts that, at least when I was with one of the corporates still a few years back, we would get, a stay in, say, Orange County Coorg or something like that. So what's really happening there? Is there a slowdown in homestays as well?
Demand is insatiable.
Okay.
Insatiable demand. It's a very happy problem to have. But supply is a big constraint because you got to get in the best supply and curate the entire experience and ensure that nothing goes wrong. And then you got to perfect this whole model. But demand is the least of our worries.
All right.
Yeah. And the reason is because this category never existed. And we are actually creating a category. And we are finding that we are a sexy category. People want to rent out fancy bungalows. Or bungalows which are in the middle of a lake. You're never going to give up that.
True.
And our competition is honestly consumption of the time that exists in the hands of a lot of the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that time can be consumed at maybe a play or a theater or a pub or a lounge, or a weekend getaway like a Saffron Stays. Yeah, so our competition is, how can that time be best leverage? And we figure that when somebody goes out and has that experience of a drive and goes to a particular location, and you are in midst of a pristine location, you're refreshed.
Exactly.
There is no competition for that.
Okay, exactly.
There's just no competition. So there is no slowdown that I am seeing. Yes, I can understand people are not buying vacation homes.
Right.
So there's a slowdown in the real estate industry. But are people consuming those homes? Of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, the aspirational classes and the millennials particularly are coming around to thinking we don't want to own assets. We'll never buy a 5 crore, a million dollar vacation home. I would rather rent it. Why do I need to lock myself into one location, one place, and worry about changing the light bulbs and the leaking ACs or the genset when I can have somebody like a Saffron Stays who's giving me a hassle-free experience and I just have to pay for the weekend.
Right. We've spoken about demand.
Yes.
Let's talk about pricing now. How feasible is it, or how affordable is it for the middle class to, or the mid-income category to take a weekend getaway?
So, we are not at the uber luxury end. We are not at the budget segment. We're somewhere in the segment where the GST rate changes between 18% to 28%, depending on which day of the week it is. So, the sweet spot that we're looking at is 7,000 rupees per room per night to 9,500 rupees per room per night.
Okay.
That's the sweet spot that we play in. And we realize that at this precise spot, there is a lot of demand.
Okay.
Because it's aspirational. And at the same time, the rich guys who probably are very used to a 15,000 kind of a spend, when they go in a larger group, they're not willing to spend a 15,000 per room per night. They're wanting to spend 7,000 to 9,000 per room per night.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, one of the USPs that we have is the fantastic food that we serve, which is local, fresh, and you don't have to worry about paying 1,000 rupees for a dish. You pay around 1,500 to 2,000 rupees per head for all meals through the day, freshly cooked, fresh ingredients from the garden back doors, or the fresh ingredients from the market. You can't get a better proposition than that. So overall, I think we're not uber luxury. We're not budget. We're somewhere on the premium side. Where it's a hassle-free holiday. It's a private holiday with your friends, where you have opportunities to bond. In fact, we engineer our spaces to ensure that our tagline, which is where families bond. We engineer our spaces. We create centers of gravity in the house. We create board games. We place board games. We give carom, table tennis.
That's nice.
You and I are always wanting to disconnect from our WhatsApp and Facebook and
absolutely
everything.
Yes.
And what better than to see our children just ignore your gadgets and actually bonding with each other.
Right, absolutely.
So I'm in the business of where families bond.
Nice, that's really nice. So Devin, can you tell us a little about your Saffron Stays' business model?
Yes.
Do you own these properties? How does it work?
Oh, I wish I owned these homes. But, we are predicated on the new age business model of an asset light business.
Okay.
So if you have finite capital, instead of investing all that capital in real estate and blocking all of that in just one or two homes, what if I have a chain of, a large homes, which I don't necessarily own, which means I could lease them, I could get into profit sharing arrangements, I could get into revenue sharing arrangements with the homeowners, any and every arrangement that the homeowner and Saffron Stays is comfortable with. But for all practical purposes, the experience is curated by us. Which means we are in control of the experience at the home. The homeowner has access to the home whenever he or she wants. But at the same time, the service is still, when he comes or she comes, his family or her family still gets serviced by our Saffron Stays team.
Oh, brilliant.
So homeowner in fact looks at it and says, hello, you know, yours was an asset which was a white elephant. And I built it with so much love, passion, energy. And I can see that it's deteriorating because of the monsoons, because of lack of use. Here's a credible player which is not only generating money for maintaining that home, but also actually taking care of the home.
Right.
So when I go, I have a full service model out there.
Right. And it's a win-win situation.
Complete win-win situation for everybody. So it meets the requirements of the guests, it meets the requirements of the homeowners, and it also meets the requirement of the investor, because investor is today looking to invest in businesses that are asset light, mm-hmm. which means they are run where somebody else's balance sheet mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and our P&L.
Right.
Yeah. So our P&L is being run on the homeowner's balance sheet. Hey, they own it. Right. We either lease, contract, or whatever.
Okay. So whatever, however,
whatever the shares are, whatever the arrangements
all
are.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Quite interesting there again. So what made you come into this business? Let me run me through your journey. And I believe you were with Ernst & Young for a very long time, and then you decided to you and your wife decided to move on.
I can summarize this in two words: midlife crisis. To tell you the very honest truth.
Okay.
But having said that, I think there was a tremendous urge in both of us. Mm-hmm. Tejas, who's my founder and also my better half. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been together for so many years. Mm-hmm. We have two lovely children. And every time we used to holiday, we used to see that we hated to stay in hotels, whether in India, whether outside. And we realized that that space where you're looking for, you know, the required comforts, the luxuries, and at the same time, you don't want people around you. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't exist in India. Mm-hmm. The privacy plus the comforts of a hassle-free holiday. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I was a partner in EY, and my wife, Tejas, and my founder, she was a corporate banker, chartered accountant, ICICI Bank, HSBC, done all that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, both of us hung our boots mm-hmm. because we thought that this is something that we're deeply passionate about. Mm-hmm. In fact, on a honeymoon, mm-hmm. this is 19 years ago, okay. my father-in-law gifted us a two-night stay in a Tata Tea guest house called Victory Dawn okay. in Fort Kochi.
Wow.
And this was meant only for the directors of the Tata Group.
Okay.
And he was the chief economist of the Tata Group. So he managed to get us those two nights stay in that.
Wow.
That was the place this idea was born.
Okay.
Because we realized that here's a colonial bungalow in the Dutch quarters mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. Fort Kochi.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have anything better than that. You know, there was this gentleman who used to come and ask for, what would you like to have, madam? Mm-hmm. White, spotless uniform. And we realized, why can we not democratize this?
Right.
Why is this not available to just because my father-in-law is a senior functionary of the mm-hmm. Tata Group, mm-hmm. he has access to that. Mm-hmm. But why can this not be available to anybody and everybody right. who's willing to pay a nominal, a good price for it, a premium for it? Mm-hmm. That was when the idea was born. We executed it 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And we were very happy to see that, you know, the Taj and the Marriott's and everybody have woken up.
Right, right, exactly.
To realize that this is the space to get in.
Yes. Yeah. So, and your company's journey, 4 or 5 ago, Saffron Stays was born. Yes. And where is it today?
So, today we are a venture capital funded, private equity funded company.
Wow.
One of the most premium funds, Sixth Sense, which only invests in first generation entrepreneurs, only invests in institutional, first institutional investor mm-hmm. or consumer facing companies only. Mm-hmm. They've invested in us.
Okay.
And that just gives us a lot of validation that we have backed by some of the most solid investors that you can ever think of mm-hmm. in this country, in the consumer space.
Okay.
Right? And first 2 or 3 years we were bootstrapped, we were running a nice mom and pop shop, and that's the time when we took a call that, look, I think if we don't execute this idea at scale, mm-hmm. somebody else, and which is, we've been proven right, somebody else will come in and say, okay, you know what, we will put money and get this done. Mm-hmm. And we've realized now, we've got the secret sauce, we know how to get the right homeowners, we know what price positioning, we know what guests want. Mm-hmm. Let's execute this at scale, as fast as we can, so that we leave a legacy behind over the next 7 to 10 years by building one of the largest chain of private vacation homes mm-hmm. and be known as somebody who actually created a category in this country rather than just copied some international model.
Right.
Yeah, which is what most startups do, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Wow, this is extremely interesting there. Devin, thank you so much for these valuable insights.
Thanks, Jerome. Lovely talking to you. Thank you very much.
And finally, a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just ₹289 for 1 year as part of our independence offer. Use code FREEDOM. The offer is valid until 31st August for Android and desktop users. Log on to Money Control today to subscribe.
So that was Devin, who's given us what exactly Saffron Stays is doing and how it's growing in the home stays sector. With that, we wrap this episode of the Travelogue podcast. In case you have any queries and you wish to find out about the travel or tourism sector, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.